Are You the You in Unity, May 2014. Has Christianity come to have unity today? No. Shameful, is it not? Should we, for the unity, come together in ecumenism? No. Shameful, is it not? Ecumenism is made of people that want to share together as long as doctrine does not interfere. Can all the different Christian organizations come together in the unity, in the spirit of unity? No. Shameful, is it not? Why is it that after 2,000 years, Christianity has not come together in the unity of the Holy Spirit? Look around you, and you can answer this question all by yourself. If you cannot answer this question, what is wrong here? What is wrong is in the many interpretations of the Bible. And even the many variations of the Bible, or with many variations of the Bible, did God write all the variations of the scriptures? No. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Then tell me, are all the Christian religious groups have their own interpretation of the Bible? Yes. Shameful, is it not? The Catholics have their own interpretation. The Baptists have their own interpretation. I can go on and on with every group and show you that every group has their own interpretation. How can there be unity then? Shameful, is it not? Are we all guilty of not having the unity of the Spirit of God? Yes, we are guilty, so yes, shameful, is it not? The main reason is that people do not rightly divide the word of truth. Let's see 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are there many groups that do not rightly divide the word of truth? Yes. Shameful, is it not? What does Paul, our apostle, say? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Are we doing what Paul instructs us to do in the dispensation of the grace of God? No. Shameful, is it not? Christians' group oppose themselves to each other. Paul invites us to have, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Are you a helper of my joy? I hope so. Can you be a helper of my joy? Yes, you can. Learn right division. Do not search for your own interpretation. Be willing to learn as with the Bereans. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These, the Bereans, were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so. See, the Bible here says with a readiness of mind. It does not say with an open mind. You're not a sponge and I'm not a sponge. An open mind means that you accept all ideas. Having a readiness of mind means that you receive a new idea. You consider it, and if you like it, you accept it. But if you don't accept it, you will reject it. Do you search the scriptures to know what God wrote, or do you just make up your own interpretation? Look for the truth in the Bible. Believe the truth as you find it in the Bible. Do you go to church simply to listen to a preacher, not checking that what he says is according to the word of truth? We call those people pew warmers. Just go there and attend and everything's good. Yeah, hey, it's a good preacher. Fantastic show. Do you watch TV evangelists and do not verify what the scripture really say? This is what's wrong today. People have itching ears. The warning given by Paul to Timothy. 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, the next verse. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Is that time here? And I think so. And maybe this time has been here for 2,000 years, but I see it more and more today. People, is it not time that we believe what the Bible says and not what people say about the Bible or what we think the Bible says? Where is the truth? The truth is in the Bible, the Word of God. The truth for us today in the dispensation of grace is found in the 13 letters that Paul wrote. Romans through Philemon. Those are the instructions for us specifically today. Paul is our apostle. Do you believe that? You should. Has Christianity kept the unity in the Spirit? No. Shameful, is it not? I'm afraid that Christianity will never be united until the Lord comes and removes His church, which is the body of Christ. After all, the most important thing is to have what God says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But how do you get saved? You get saved by believing that how Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, and 3 days after He rose. Believe that and be saved. Have a good day.